The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. There's someone I know who I've spent time together, working together, and spent time socially. One time while we were working at his mom's, we'd both do painting. While I was there, I used him, but a point, apparently at a later, it was stuck, and I didn't know anything about it. So the next
Bill,
time I talked,
your phone is breaking up a little bit for me. Are you in a stable place?
Am I what now?
So you were painting with a friend, and what happened?
At his mom's house. I used a bathroom, and I missed it. And the next time I talked to him, he said, "You didn't use the bathroom. It was stuff." I said, "I didn't know anything about it. It worked." So he told me the work on my toilet skills and hung up. And when, after that happened, I realized that the last time I had worked for him, he paid me less than what we had agreed on, not because of anything I had done, but because I had worked for 10 hours. But he had billed a customer for 11. So anyway, I'm wanting to call him up and talk to him about this. But when I think about it, I start thinking, well, this is what he really thinks. I really shouldn't have to tell him. You can't lie to me if we want us to work together. But at the same time, I can't stop thinking about it.
All right, so we've got two issues, right? The stopped-up toilet, how was the toilet stopped up? Do we know?
I don't know. It worked fine when I was there. But the point is, my point is, I would like to call him and say, well, you can't talk to me like this, and you can't lie to me about this.
All right, well, let's wait a minute. I got it. But let's see, I'm trying just to get some clarity on both the issues. So the number one is the stopped up toilet, and he wasn't very polite about it.
Right.
I don't know exactly what to do about that, except to decide that, you know, it's one of those things, you know, that one seems to me a pretty minor. So the other issue is that he billed somebody for 11 hours and only paid you for 10?
No, I worked for 10 hours, and we agreed how much he was going to pay me.
Right.
But when he went, he billed the customer for 11 so he can make a little profit.
Right.
But apparently the customer was unhappy about that and only paid for 10. So then he reduced my pay. But he gave me some other reason about why
How did you find out about the real issue? Did the customer tell you?
No, the customer didn't tell me, but I knew that he had billed him for 11 and I had worked for 10.
But how did you know that the customer didn't only paid him for 10 and therefore took 10% out of your salary?
Well, I know that he billed for 11. I think I might have even seen the bill. I don't remember exactly, but I know that he wanted to make money for himself.
It depends. Do you? I mean, it sounds like there are two incidents and two issues. Do you view this guy as a friend or a coworker? Because it makes a difference.
Well, both.
Well, but what's the priority?
What is the priority?
Yeah.
I could say they're both equal, but I guess as a friend.
Let me tell you, if he's just a friend, then stop working for him, all right? Because you're not consistent. You and he don't have a consistent perspective on work ethics. So you're going to run into trouble again with it. So if you just want him to be a friend, just don't work for him. Find someone else to partner with or freelance or whatever. And if he asks you for help, you can just say that you're busy. If you view it as primarily a work experience, not a friend experience, then anytime you do a deal, have him write a contract out that says, I will pay you this amount of money for this amount of time. and then it's done. The problem is the overlap. It does sound to me that he's a little bit, you know, a little shady, but the real problem is you're trying to combine two different things. You're saying that we're friends and friends don't behave like this, but that's what I'm saying. You need to figure out which the priority is. If he's your friend, don't work for him, and if you work for him, don't make it friendly. Make it businesslike, and then I think your problems are solved, or at least lessened.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, what about the lying, though?
Well, because you don't care if he's not your friend, you don't care if he lies to you because you'll have a contract. And if he's your friend and you're not working for him, he's probably not going to lie to you about very much because there won't be anything to lie about. There's no profit in lying to you.
That's true.
That's what okay. I'm saying. So choose which it is. I mean, I don't know how many, I don't know how dependent on you are for him. I don't know how much work he can bring your way. But it sounds like on the face of it, you could find someone else to work for and someone else to be a friend. You'll probably win. But if you want to somehow keep this guy in your life as one or the other, I think you're going to have to choose which is the priority and then act accordingly.
Yeah, well,
if he's your friend, don't work for him. And if you're working for him, make sure everything's in writing.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's hard to get it on my head, though.
Well, but not if you...
Why can't I just leave him?
Well, you can if you want to. Maybe do you like him. You know, friendship is a very tricky relationship. It's one of the few relationships in human beings with human beings that really depends on equality, that there's no power differential or there shouldn't be. And hopefully it happens over time, and it has to be dynamic. It's a very complicated kind of human interaction. Business is much easier, but there's a contract. But, I mean, Bill, the point is that you can't do a whole lot about his behavior, but you can do a whole lot about it not impacting you by you deciding which it is. The problem here is that you're trying to combine two things.
Okay. Yeah, we do spend more time working than socializing. It's true. But it's just rare to meet someone I get along with a lot on other levels.
But then choose which is more important, and then it will even out. That will be your aha moment.
All right. I'll have to do that.
I know. Goodbye. You're feeling like, gee, why do I have to do that? Well, you have to view who he really is, as opposed to who you want him to be, who you'd expect him to be, who you'd like him to be. Who he is somebody who's going to get harsh with you if he thinks that you didn't do something right, and he may shortchange you if it's in his best interest. So either of those things are manageable as long as you don't try and combine them. Because if you want to be
hard for me to, it's hard for me to see that they are manageable. It's hard for me to get by the idea that he lied to me about money on a job.
Bill, I just told you I could deal with that. You don't have to get by him on either of them. You can give him up both as a friend and as a coworker. But if you want to keep it as either, then you have to separate them off because it's not viable to keep it. I mean, look, if he cheats you as a job because you were silly enough not to get things in writing, then that's shame on you. If he does it again, then shame on him and you don't ever work for him again. But you at least set things up better. The problem is that you're saying, well, gee, we're friends. How could you treat me like that? And if you're business partners, then both of you just do the business-like thing, which is to get everything in writing.
Yeah. And he worked for me sometimes, too.
Well, okay, then same deal. Get everything in writing. You're just asking him to be a different person than he is, and he's not. He's not going to be. But you can take steps to make sure that you're not damaged by who he is. But you're going to have to give up the notion that you can combine the friendship and the work relationship, because you cannot. You don't share a similar sense of business ethics. So either you can be businesslike with him or you can be friendly with him, but you can't be a friend with somebody who has different business ethics that you think is willing to cheat you, because that's not friendship.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. I'll have to do that.
All right, well, think about which you want. And I hear you want both, but it's not really feasible. Yeah, I mean, look, you can hear how hard it is. I mean, you know, look, friendship is difficult as adults. And finding someone with whom we have some common interests, that, you know, we like the same sports teams, we have the same skill set. And then to find out, but we don't have the same ethics, doesn't feel very good. But work is about competence. Friendship is about equality and liking. And there's not necessarily a great overlap. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so we asked the question, should there be restrictions on what welfare recipients, on which they spend their money? Why or why not? And I would also add, what restrictions should there be if you think there should be restrictions? And we got a boatload of responses on this, yeah. So this is something... people clearly feel very strongly about. All right, let's get started on this.
We'll start with Michelle. Michelle says, I work for a living and can't even afford to do these things. Yet people who are not working that I am paying for to eat and sleep have the ability to do them? Seems like a bit of an imbalance here. No one ever said life was fair, but this goes above and beyond that. Maybe the time those welfare recipients are spending going to the pool and going to movies, they should be spending it on looking for a J-O-B and stop mooching off society.
Okay. I mean, so what are we suggesting that people who don't have jobs, as most people, I think that there are a lot of states now have job fair where you get that you can't, because the old welfare system really made it very difficult to hold a job, and I mean, especially a low paying job. You were better off. It's not that you made more money. It's just that the amount of money that they would, that if you're making any money, essentially, that you couldn't be on welfare. And as you point out, that there are low-paying jobs which really don't make ends meet. So most states have now adopted a slightly less draconian method that says that we'll supplement your income and we'll train you for jobs and we'll send you out on jobs. And you have to take the training and you have to go out on the job interviews. You can't just decide, well, you know, I'm not going to do this. I don't know that you have to take a job you don't want. I don't know how far that goes or how you would actually sort of monitor that. But I think most people on welfare don't want to be on welfare. It's not a princely sum by any stretch of the imagination. And saying, well, if you're on welfare and you don't have a job, you can't go to see a movie? I don't know. All right, let's keep going. I hear that you work hard, and I agree with you. I do too. I don't like... you know, but I'd to be quite honest, I'd much rather a welfare recipient go to the movie than the Pentagon spend $5,000 on a toilet. So,
Betsy, in response to Michelle's comment, says they haven't said those people are using their benefits for all those luxuries. I have a friend on SNAP whose parents bought her a vacation to Disney for her and her child. Under those rules, she wouldn't be allowed to accept that gift. Does that seem fair?
Well, it does occur that maybe if you've got a friend on SNAP whose family can give her a vacation at Disneyland, maybe they could help her out a little bit on a day-to-day basis, and maybe they do. I mean, again, you know, what I'd really love to hear from, because I know some of these people, because I've worked with them, of somebody who's been on welfare for a time in her life. And it was, most people I know who are on welfare really don't want to talk about it very much because it's embarrassing to them. And they understand that people are not going to say, oh, you poor thing. They're going to say, oh, well, how come you're not working?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going. Hopefully we haven't uncovered a wellspring of economic tyranny here, but let's see.
Kate says, I understand where they're coming from, but the government telling people to be fiscally responsible, I think what's good for the goose. ...
Well, but who says what fiscal responsibility is? For a long time, I don't think you've been able to use food stamps to buy cigarettes or alcohol, as far as I know. And there are certainly ways around that. People will sell their food stamps and get the money and do that. So I suppose if people want to do something stupid and sort of unhealthy. But, I mean, lots of people do that anyway. And we know that alcohol isn't very good for you. And we know that tobacco is terrible for you. And people still do it. So I'm not sure what she was saying there is that the government should or should not be involved.
Tony says there definitely has to be more oversight. Too many people are able-bodied. Too many people who are able-bodied don't even try to better their lives. Too many kids born out of wedlock as a career choice for some women.
Well, that's a whole other issue, isn't it? Of that whole issue about at one point, and I don't know, my statistics are a bit out of date. I haven't checked recently, but at one point, maybe 5 years ago, one out of every four live births, that's 25% of the population, was born to a woman under the age of 19, which is certainly a major insurance policy to be on welfare for the rest of your life because they're children having children. And they, I mean, occasionally you'll hear a story about a woman really pulling herself out of that circumstance and getting a finishing high school and getting a college degree and getting a great job. And but because they're news, that means by definition they're uncommon. And we must not forget, folks, that women don't get pregnant by themselves, that there is a dude on the end of the other end of that pregnancy. And quite often, because he isn't saddled with a child, even though that's changing with DNA, that the idea of saying it's not mine has become a less popular phrase, because they'll say, give me a swab, babe, let's see.
Anna says, I think they should all get a job and the government should stop trying to help them. It's only making them more lazy.
Man, I think some of you folks really need to talk to people or be in a situation. Go work at a shelter or something for a while and realize that a lot of those people are not lazy. They may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer. They may have had other issues that complicate their lives. But the notion of lazy just means someone's not doing what we want them to do. But understand that up until this last year, that unemployment has been very high in this country, and they weren't all people on welfare. They were people who had jobs and either were fired or were downsized. That the notion that everybody is on welfare is just sitting around popping bonbons and, you know, watching soap operas, I think is really a very outdated and was always an inaccurate notion. And I'm not saying that they're not cheats. I mean, I told you about my favorite cheat, who was despicable as far as I was concerned. And he would look you in the eye and give you this story. He'd been down at the pit and his, you know, and I said, fine, we'll send you to a shelter. I'm not going to no shelter. I mean, he was a cheat. But most of the people were not.
Tracy says, my husband works. I'm in school full time. I could care less what people on food stamps buy. I have no idea why they are in that situation. I don't judge.
Okay.
Tracy says, we need a social safety net for those who are less fortunate than others. Lots of people were not able to go to college or get marketable skills. People should not be punished for being on welfare. Can we tell large corporations who receive corporate welfare what to do with their money? No. No, we tried and they just do what they want to do. This is a free country.
Well, there you go. I mean, and it's an interesting metaphor, isn't it? If you can't tell rich people what to do, why should you be able to tell poor people what to do? And I suppose the answer is, although I was going to say, is that we're paying for the poor people. We're paying for the rich people, too, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tammy, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, welcome.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, Tammy. How am I going to help you?
Well, long-time listener, I got to tell you, love your show, but I have a mother who has dementia.
Okay.
And I have three siblings, and the four of us have managed to share the responsibility of having her in our homes and taking care of her.
Okay.
I have one in-law who, my mother is at the point where she is regressing age-wise, and she is saying some mean things to all of us, which is common in dementia. And
yep.
This particular in-law is taking it very personally and now refuses to have my mother and participate in my mother's care in her home. So I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions or ideas on helping this person understand that you can't take it seriously. You can't take it personally. I know my mother is stealing your money and everything else, but I realize that you just can't take it personally. It's part of the disease.
Do you know specifically what your mother has said to your in-law that's hurting their feelings?
Yeah, a couple things. One, you've never liked me. I've never liked you. You've always treated me bad. You've been mean to my other kids. You know, those kinds of things. And it's true. It's been going on for a very long time, unfortunately.
What's the rotation in terms of, you've got four siblings. Does everybody take her for 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. Has your mother's rotation with the in-law just come to a halt, or are they scheduled in the near future?
She was supposed to be there for the next, for March and April, and now she wants her out of her house, like, immediately.
So how long has she been there? So she's been there for March.
A month, yes.
I'll tell you what. Here's what I do. I'd say, okay, let's move her out now, with the idea being that we revisit this in a while, because one of the things that's true about dementia is, you're absolutely right. How old is your mom?
She's 78.
Okay. How long has she been experiencing the dementia?
Probably about 8 years.
Okay.
It's been very, very slow progressive.
But it seems like it's accelerating, yes?
Correct.
Okay. So here's what I would do is I would go along with this in-law, even though what you're saying is completely correct, but this person is obviously not on board with this, and what you don't want is a war going on here, because it'll make things worse.
Right.
And we could talk about stupid and cheerful, but this is a live grenade for her at this moment. So I think what we do is just whomever was next on the schedule just moves up a month. And because one of several things is likely to happen, either, and we could look at mom, that as the dementia accelerates, that kind of paranoid stage of, you know, people are stealing from me, I'm hearing voices, everybody's talking about me, you guys are plotting against me, can lessen, because as the dementia increases, the paranoia, believe it or not, peaks and then sometimes decreases, because they're just less aware. All right, so that's number one. Number two, the anger, which is very much a part of it. I mean, think how you feel when you can't find something and it's bugging you all the time. Well, that's what her mental status is 24/7. So the paranoia, the anger, the lashing out. And I'm not saying it's going to go away immediately, but there's certainly some possibility that as the dementia progresses, that she will in fact become a bit more benign. Because it's a very common occurrence, which means that you've got essentially 9 months before we revisit going back to this particular in-law, and hopefully there will still be family events, and so she'll be around mother-in-law more, and we'll see the change, which means that...
Okay.
So you're basically giving her a little bit of breathing space. All right, so that's number one, is that as the disease progresses, the symptoms will alter a little bit. And believe it or not, there is that initial paranoia and fury and anger and sometimes depression. And then it seems to kind of even out a little bit, because the awareness, you know, ironically, as the awareness diminishes, so does the anger, because you're just less aware. You don't have as much to compare it to. There's not that sense of loss in nearly as acute a way. So there's certainly the possibility that over the next 9 months that this will diminish enough so that in-law will seem, that mother will be an easier management issue, and that this in-law will take the back. That's number one possibility. Number two, by not fighting her at this moment, she's going to feel guilty about it. And I hate to pull out my psychological, you know, to play the psychology chord, you know, but that's what's going to happen. If you fight her, she's going to fight you on it. It's going to be unpleasant. She's going to make mom unpleasant. She's going to make everybody else unpleasant. She's going to get everybody else loaded for bear. But by pulling them out and say, look, I get it, that this is, you know, that I understand that this is difficult for you. It's one thing for us to say stupid and cheerful and don't take it personally. I hear that this is difficult for you right now. That if you're nice about it, I mean, think about what happens when you know you're being a horse's patootie. You can't get out of your own way. And instead of somebody fighting you on it, they say, okay, I mean, what's your response? You think, oh, gosh, I'm a real idiot. And, you know, I hate to be sort of psychological about this, except, and so you've also got 9 months for her to feel essentially guilty. If you fight her on it, she'll just convince herself that she's right and you guys are wrong. If you just accede to her wishes and just whoever was supposed to take her in April now takes her, you've got the possibility of the disease process itself abating a bit in terms of these symptoms, and also the in-law feeling, look, everybody else is putting up with it. Maybe I should give another try. And you've got 9 months for that to work out. So that's what I do.
Well, and that's what I thought, but then I have the other siblings who are saying it's not fair that...
But nobody's having to do... All she has to do is nobody's getting a fourth month. Everybody's just getting 3 months. We're just speeding up the process a little bit. And if you want to be a hero in this, you could say, look, I'll take her for the month.
Yeah, I pretty much have said that, but I know it's going to continue to be an issue with the other siblings.
You can play them this tape. You don't even have to explain it to them. You can just download it on your phone, send it to each of them, and they'll get it.
Okay.
Because, look, the point is that at some point, mom may be an unmanageable issue for all four of you.
Right. Yes, exactly.
But everybody's going to try and hang in. And look, let me just tell you quickly. In every family, there's the warrior and there's the whiner. Okay, it happens, and when you throw in in-laws, it just gets more complicated. She's thinking, this isn't even my own parent. Why do I have to do this? And yada yada. So, but I will recap the story, which seems particularly appropriate here. Of one of my friends who has a sister and a brother. I think she's the middle one. I don't remember at this moment. And she had a mom who lived to be about 104, I think. And she was from another country. She didn't speak English very well. And my friend would come to me and complain, just poignantly about how much this burden was falling on her shoulders, and her brother and her sister never did anything, and she had to go out there, and she had to deal with her caretaker. And I just said, look, at some point your mom's going to die. And you're going to be okay about it because you know that you did everything, and they are not.
That's true.
And a couple of years later, I ran into her, and she threw her arms around me, and she says, thank you. And I said, you're welcome. For what? And she recounted the story. She said, Mom died last week, and my brother and sister were irreconcilable. I mean, they were just heartbroken. And I sort of felt like I did everything I should, and so I'll miss Mom, but I did what I needed to do. And there is that comfort that doing the hard stuff, doing the easy stuff anybody can do, doing the hard stuff is what makes us feel like we matter. So that's what I would do. I would not fight her on it. I would say, look, I know this is difficult. Whoever's supposed to take her next, and if you get to be the one, you could either say to whomever's next in the line, just take her a month earlier, or I'll take her for the month, and understand that this is a process, that there are going to be days where at some point where you wish that your mother was around to be horrible.
So. Right. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tammy. 855-99-37569. I've got Marie and Sarah. Marie, you get to be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, Marie. How am I going to help you?
Yes, I'm a grandmother of three grandsons that used to live in Ohio.
Okay.
My daughter's divorced from the father almost 8 years. She had the kids for 6 years.
Okay.
Last year he came in June, took the kids to California.
Okay.
Okay? He's supposed to pay her all the child support back.
Okay, honey, let me put you on hold. We'll come back. We'll pick it up at the child support, all right? Marie, Sarah, I'll get to you both. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sean, you're on the air of Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Sean. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Enjoying the conversation so far. It's been great to listen to.
Well, great. I was just saying to Mammy, there aren't probably a whole lot of places where you get the diversity of opinion. I think that a lot of programs sort of tend to cater to one side or the other. And the nice thing about y'all is that the program seems to sort of cut across some political lines, which is good for me as far as I'm concerned. I think it's good for all of us. We get to hear each other's opinion as opposed to just sort of being reinforced in whatever our own stance is. So.
Absolutely. And ironically, I'm kind of like, I see both sides of this particular issue. And one of the things that popped up for me when you were talking was about the NFL. And I had an opportunity to sit next to an NFL player on an airplane one time and start up a conversation. And one of the things that I had learned that really struck me is the NFL does actually offer courses to players regarding finance.
Yeah.
What was so interesting about it, he says, is the players that need it the most never show up.
Exactly. I was going to say, yeah, believe it or not, a bunch of years ago, the NFL actually got in touch with me to teach a course in etiquette and how to deal with women and, you know, which fork to use at a restaurant. And for some reason, I think they changed commissioners or something, and they decided they weren't going to do it. But you're right. That
must have been when Goodell first... Was that when Goodell first became commissioner, or...?
I think it was... Yeah, I think he was... Who was it? Bud Selig, was it, before then?
Well, Bud Selig was the commissioner for baseball.
Baseball, you're right. You're right. Who was the commissioner before Goodell?
Paul Tagliabue.
He was the one from Yale?
That's
baseball as well.
Yeah, that I'm not entirely sure.
No, that was Giamatti or something. That was baseball. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was in the very preliminary stages, and I thought it was a great idea because these are, by and large, kids who just didn't have the socialization experience. But it's, you know, and even in the documentary, which is called Broke, which I encourage you to go see. I mean, it's really alarming. But they actually had a seminar where people were falling asleep. because they don't, it's just not part of how they think, you know, how people are taught to think about it. If you never had anything, the idea of saving just isn't, I mean, you can only save. At one point in my life, I was putting a husband through graduate school. I was in school, and I was making minimum wage. And the idea, you can't save when you have those kinds of requirements. All you can do is try and make it literally from paycheck to paycheck. But I was brought up as, you know, as a middle class human being. And so the idea that sooner or later, when you do get some money, you're going to have to put it aside because you can't count on always having them, yada, yada. But it's a whole different set of rules that you grew up with. And exactly as you say, that even when it's offered, you still have to attend. You still have to pay attention. You still have to discipline yourself in a way. And these are guys who are very disciplined quite often in their exercise and what they eat and you know how many pounds they lift and whether they listen to the coach. But money is because they've been doing that for a very long time, but money is a relatively new phenomenon.
Right, exactly.
Well, I appreciate
it. It's a very interesting experience, man.
Well, thanks, John. I'm glad you called. And you know, I think it's if you sort of take it out of the realms of people who aren't working, and the question is, why are they not working? And a couple of years ago, I did the bell ringing with the Salvation Army, and the woman who struck me the most was a woman who had a master's degree, and she'd just gone through a divorce, she'd gone through a major medical thing, and her company had laid her off, and she essentially had no savings. And you could say, well, gee, you know, why didn't she have savings? And I think part of it was that she just had huge medical expenses. But she was humiliated to be on welfare, yet it was a matter of she didn't have a place to live. She was literally living out of her car at one point. And this was a woman, and it wasn't, and she was also, I think at the time, about 56 or 57. She felt that finding another job, that people were very prejudiced about her age, that she didn't have a home address. That, I mean, she tried staying with friends, and she was humiliated. I mean, and I think for an awful lot of, especially women, but for people who are, that one major medical expense can wipe you out. One losing.
In my mind, I would help people like that all day long. I would want to help somebody who is in that situation. Absolutely.
Well, that's it. I think before we just sort of say, well, you know, if you're on welfare, you're really lazy. How come you don't have a job? Is to find out why they're on welfare. And a number of people on welfare do have jobs. And it's just
absolutely.
I mean, when you go into McDonald's and you see a guy who's 35 working there. Presumably, this isn't exactly what his career aspirations were, but it's a job that he found to support himself or his family. I think it's there, but for the grace of God that we probably can afford. And which is, again, I'm not completely naive. I know, a little around the edges. But there are cheats, but most people are not cheats. And I think most people are not on welfare for very long. I remember the statistics where it's like 6 or 7 months, which is a long time to feel like you need someone else to give you stuff to survive. But it's not the years or the career welfare recipients that most people have in their mind. It's just, it's a very inaccurate picture.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Sean, for your call. I appreciate it. 855-99-3756. And as I said, I mean, for me, letting, you know, you guys kind of sharing your opinions and listening to one another and hearing each other and being willing to share opinions with one another as opposed to, well, that person's really stupid or, boy, they, you know, good for all of you. So, all right, 855-99-3756. Okay, man, let's do another couple of these.
Yep, we'll continue on with Pam. Pam just says, vouchers for everything, no cash.
But it doesn't solve the problem. It depends who will take the voucher. I mean, if you can't use the voucher for alcohol, then you're not going to get alcohol. But in theory, as I mentioned, people have been getting around that for a very long time. You just sell the voucher. So it's not that I disagree with you. I mean, look, vouchers have become kind of the byword, not only the welfare system, but the educational system.
Andrew?
Look, when people want to cheat, they will, right? But I think most people don't want to cheat. Most people don't. It's not enough money to cheat. The big welfare cheats are not the recipients. It's the vendors. I mean, when you read about, you know, a doctor who's just ripped off the welfare department for $10 million, he's gone to medical school. He's the cheat.
Andrew,
go ahead.
Andrew says, I think they should have to get up in the morning like the rest of us and clean up the neighborhoods. At least they would be earning it.
Well, and some they do. That's been a huge success in Times Square of the Times Square Project, which gives guys a push broom and overalls and a shelter. So they have an address, they have a job, and it's cleaned up Times Square and given guys a way out. 855-99-3756. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.